Love for you to join in the conversation. 833-563-2539. Joe, McKenzie, Liv the Web Girl, producer Pork Chop, and our technical producer, Lenny Bree, all hanging out with you this morning. And Weight Watchers, I mean, you've heard of them, right? I mean, they've been around
of
for, what,
course.
20, 30 years?
Yes.
I think they actually just rebranded their name. They now go by WW.
I mean, they are the OG, I would say.
Because, I mean, they're
programs.
Trying to, you know, they're trying to keep the old people they have, like old clients, but also targeting a new generation because you think, my grandma did Weight Watchers. I don't want to do that.
Right.
Well, they have a new app for kids, and it's getting a lot of backlash, and I want to know what you think about this at 833-563-2539. They want to start tracking what kids are eating to help them try to get healthy and to be in shape, but people are saying this is going to have some consequences that they didn't even intend. The app is, it's called Curbo. Nutritionists worry that it could promote unhealthy relationships with food. Adolescents track their food in the free app. There's a green, yellow, or red light grade, which I guess that tells you how much you need to eat of that certain thing.
Okay.
They also consult with a digital coach for a fee. This starts at $69 a month. That right there, you got me. I'm like, nope, too much money. But I mean, that sounds like for that money, hopefully they're putting a lot of actual effort into it for almost $70
right.
To consult for the fee. Weight Watchers Chief Scientific Officer Gary Foster said, this is a scientifically proven way to get kids to eat healthier and move more. So we're excited to get it into as many hands as possible. But other people say, oh my gosh, kids struggle enough already. Now you're going to make them like obsess about tracking the food they eat and their calories and their macros or whatever they're doing.
Is it based on calories or is it just like, hey, have this many fruits, vegetables?
I didn't dive that deep in there. Does that, just for hypothetical, you asked the question, 833-563-2539. Mackenzie, does that change it for you?
Yeah.
Are you for it if it's just simply, hey, tracking calories, but like, oh, now they're doing macro counts, it's too much?
Yes, for me personally, because I want kids to, you know, obviously reach for healthy snacks, no nutrition versus junk. But
yep.
At the same time, they become so focused, you know, you should eat to live, not live to eat. I think that's very, very important. And so I don't want kids to obsess about it because kids should be kids. I mean, I want them to know what's healthy and make good choices. But at the same time, I mean, if they're calculating macros and blah, I just think, come on.
Hey, let's go to Andrea this morning. Hey, thanks for calling in at 833-563-2539. Andrea, what'd you want to say?
Hi, I was just calling because I agree with Mackenzie completely. I think that children should be allowed to be just kids and not have to think about, you know, what they're eating. I believe it's up to the parents to decide, you know, to give their children healthy snacks. And if they do have a child that is struggling with obesity, the parents can use that app. I mean, I don't have any problems with that. I just don't think kids should have to think about that kind of stuff. They have enough stress being children and dealing with bullies and dealing with all of that kind of stuff. I don't want kids to have to think about that kind of thing.
Absolutely.
Do you think, though, ladies, the reason we have such an obesity problem with kids is because we're not thinking about it? Because they are big. I'm morbidly obese. We'll talk about my stuff later in Joe's journey. I've been a big kid since fifth grade. But we go into schools all the time. We get to read when we do our Book Buddies program. And I just want to cry seeing a little third or fifth grader. Just, you know, they're like, they are so out of shape. Definitely the parents to blame. I agree. But the fact is, if parents aren't parenting or doing that, like, I don't want kids to feel pressure. But are we, by avoiding that and being afraid of what would happen to them, are we actually missing out and trying to start that conversation in general so kids realize and have a good relationship with food? Because if they're just eating junk and like what their friends are going to want to eat, they're never going to have a good relationship.
What do they have access to, especially little kids? I mean,
junk.
If all they have is junk, then all they're going to eat is junk. If you're taking them, you know, and I get it, parents are busy, but like if you're going through the drive-thru multiple meals every single day, of course that's not, they need healthy options. They need to know fruits, know vegetables, know their, what, you know, they can have snacks, but they have to know like the food pyramid and how to put the, and drink water and get moving and not just be sitting on their tablets all day.
Get off your tablet.
Get off
now.
Your tablet.
Hurry up.
Yeah.
I definitely think that it should be placed on the parents to teach kids healthy lifestyles, but this is why it's so important that schools need to reinforce this because that's where they're spending a ton of their time. Schools and teachers need to be trained with this and need to reinforce it because their parents aren't always there and their parents are sometimes busy. But right. schools need to be teaching this stuff as well.
And I will say, but schools are doing a great job. Mike, my little one, she's in fourth grade and they sent home, they're having snacks now. And it was like, please, no cookies, no candy. They really were saying, please send healthy snacks for them to munch on.
If I was her, I'd be dropping out of that school. That doesn't sound fun at all. 833-563-2539. Let's go to Anna. Hey, Anna, what's going on? What do you think?
Hi. So I was really curious about this, and I actually downloaded the app and tried it. And so the green foods are foods you can eat in any amount, like they're really healthy. Basically, it's just fruits and vegetables in there.
Okay. Yeah.
Yellow foods kind of like limit it, maybe once or twice a week you can put it in there. And red foods are foods you need to stay away from. That's kind of like what we would typically think as your junk food, your pop, your candy, soda, whatever. And even like whole grain bread or low-fat yogurt, those were considered red foods in the app.
Really?
So I think it's really promoting like, fruits and vegetables are all you can eat to be healthy because kids especially need a super balanced diet of all five food groups. Kids especially, they actually need more fat in their diet than adults because it promotes like brain growth.
Right. Totally get that, and I think you bring a good point. I think we all agree, though, even if it's going red, they're saying yogurt or whatever is there. I don't think that's a problem with obese children. It's not that, little Johnny had too much yogurt. We told him too much yogurt and apples. It's like, he loves those flaming hot Cheetos just like I do.
And I think don't reward your kids with food. Like, if you do well in this test, we're going to take you for ice cream. It seems innocent. But when you do that reward system, that leads to problems. Or, because when you become an adult, anything that good happens, or if you're having a bad day, you gorge yourself.
Why are you talking about my childhood like this?
Good job, Joe. Here's the Snickers.
Yay. Melissa, hey, your daughter actually uses the app. Is that right?
She is using it. She's 11 and a half.
How's it going?
She likes it. My oldest daughter, who's 26, is doing regular Weight Watchers. So her sister feels like she's involved and she can lose a few pounds. She doesn't need to lose much, but it just helps her make better choices throughout the day.
And it seems simplistic, which I like. I like the green, the yellow, the red. I like that they kind of break
Absolutely.
It down easy.
And how old is your youngest daughter that uses the one?
She's 11. She'll 11. Be 12 in January.
But aren't you scared she might develop an unhealthy habit with food and an unhealthy obsession to where that's all she can think about? Oh my gosh, is this food good? Is this food not? Like, and almost cause maybe a restricting or like a binging thing?
No, I don't think so. Not really. It just helps her pick because she's not always home with us. She's out with friends. She's out with other people.
Melissa,
hey, she could be like, that's probably, I don't need to eat as much of that as maybe something else that's a little bit better.
Opposed to being like, that has 1,200 calories. That's over my allotment for the day.
Melissa, thank you for the call. No, I see Liv's point, though, too, but I guess I feel like you're danged if you do, danged if you don't, because that girl might obsess about it thinking about that, or maybe she's just talking to other peers and comparing it. She might obsess about it that way, too. I feel like, unfortunately, that's just a pressure that these kids feel.
I never have been so heartbroken. I took my little one, Lulu, to a birthday party, and one of the little girls, it was a pizza party, and all the kids are enjoying, and she's like, no, because she's like, I don't want to get fat, and she wouldn't have a piece of pizza. And she was literally, it was like a year ago, she was in third grade.
All right, let's go to Kelly this morning. Hey, Kelly, we'll wrap it up with you. What did you want to say about this new WW app, Weight Watchers app? It's kind of going after kids, and they're trying to say, help kids make better food choices.
Hey, yeah, I just wanted to say that I'm actually a nurse. So growing up, I knew that nutrition was super important, but I also struggle with childhood obesity. So I've been chunky since the sixth grade, and I just think this would be a really good tool for children to use to just kind of track and make sure that they are, giving themselves proper nutrition, but not obsessing about calorie allotment. So I just think that there's a lot of good that could come from it, but parents also need to be aware of is their child obsessing about it too much, or are they, getting body image issues because they're tracking their calories so closely, I guess.
All right. Hey, Kelly, thank you for calling
Good
in this
point.
Morning.
Hey, I wonder, is there an age limit on this app? Because maybe we could get it for Joe.
I don't think I'm an adolescent anymore. It said adolescence, but I'll check it out. Hey, I want to take this conversation to our Facebook page because the phones are going crazy this morning.
Yes.
We'll post it up there in a second on Radio Now, whether you're listening in Indy or in Houston. Hey, please make your voice heard and drop a comment on there.